Okay, so let's begin this week's shiur, follow up on last week's shiur where we talked about the minhag of hanging the afikomen on the wall. We get to go back to our sugya and beta this week, and you know, connect it and refer back, of course, to that when we will need to. So in the Gemara here we have the following. We finished the cases of 2 weeks ago. Tabach Uman weighing meat in his hands. We talked about weighing meat in water and whether or not that relies on that it is only aser for a Tabach Uman. And then the Gemara turns off to something that's slightly different. Up until now we're talking about Hilchos weighing. The Gemara continues. The Amar of Chia Bar Ashi. Of Chia Bar Ashi says, Aser la'asos beis yad bivasar. You can't make a base yad in meat. Amar Ravina, and Ravina adds, Uviyada shari. However, it's mutter to use your hand to make a base yad. That seems to be the implication. Says Rashi, which we're going to see both, and I put the Gemara and Rashi and Rabbi Nochananel on your sheets as well, but I would still encourage people to look inside their Gemaras if they can. Says Rashi, what does it mean, base yad? Nekev le'echos bo. You make a little hole in it so you can hold it. Now, what are you holding it for? Maybe you're holding it when you're carrying it home from the butcher shop. Maybe you're holding it, as we'll see in other Rishonim, because you want to cut it. Maybe you're holding it, you know, and that's how you're going to suspend it from the ceiling. There can be any number of reasons why you're making a hold. Rashi says, lechos bo, to hold it. Presumably, I'm going to assume this means in your hand for some purpose. Uviyada shari. Says Rashi, what does it mean it's mutter to do it with your hand? Linko ve'etzbo shari. If you want to make the hole with your finger, that's okay. Dilav derech cholhu. This is not derech chol. Okay? Rashi says to do it presumably with some sort of utensil is considered derech chol. It's uvdin dechol and for whatever reason, and we'll be theorizing about that for a lot of here tonight. However, aval besakin derech chol. Sakin would be derech chol, but with your finger would not be. Kishemocher basar, and Rashi explains, when you're selling meat, osebo beis yad, you make a handle, benos nololokeach leholich oleveso, and what do you use it for? Says Rashi, now Rashi is much more explicit. It's very simple. The butcher takes his knife, goes, cuts you out a little handle, gives it to you, the purchaser, to take home. Uviyomto tzarech lishanos, la'asos heker. On Yontif, you need to change this up to make it clear, she'ein mekach umemkar motorbo, that mekach umemkar is prohibited.
So this is only in the butcher shop, or is this also...
Seems to be. According to Rashi, this is only in the butcher shop.
Right.
You could make an argument, maybe, and we may in fact make that argument later, to extend it a little bit, although maybe not in Rashi.
Yeah, not by heart.
But there is a source sheet left for you. So here you go. It even has the Gemara on it, so you don't have to look in with all the people next to you. Now, this is Rashi's opinion. Rashi says the problem with making a handle is very clearly, uvdin dechol, we have to make sure people are not doing mekach umemkar. But it's essentially uvdin dechol, right? He calls it derechol. Take a look, though, at Rabbeinu Chananel. If you can squint your eyes and look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, or not squint your eyes and look at it on the sheet, you'll see the following in Rabbeinu Chananel. Amar Rav, so first of all, he has someone else totally different saying it, but that's, you know, beside the point. Aser la'asos beis yad bivasar. It's prohibited to make a beis yad bivasar. Pirish, says Rabbeinu Chananel. Osin lo makom, kidei sheyihye tole oso be'oso hamakom. You make it some sort of little hole. It's probably also bonekev, it probably should say. But anyways, you make a little hole in order that you should be able to hang it through there. And also, when you want to cut it, you can actually you can hold that part of the meat because there's a hole in it. So you can hold it tightly. And it is called a beis yad. Now what's wrong with it, says Rabbeinu Chananel? She'nira ke'osek li b'yom tov. It's like you're making a kli on yontif, meaning you have your meat, and presumably, what Rabbeinu Chananel is saying is, you're carving out a nice piece of meat to make a handle on it. That's not allowed. It's like you're making a kli. V'hani mili b'sakim, it says Rabbeinu Chananel, but that's only when you do it with a knife, avo b'yad shari. But if you do it with your hand, That's okay, and that's Rabbeinu Hananel. The simple understanding of Rabbeinu Hananel is it's like you're making a kli. Maybe not technically making a kli, but it's like you're making a kli here because you're carving out really something to make it usable in a way that it's going to help you here. Okay? And if you look at the run, if for those of you that have a run in the back of your Gemaras, but if not, it's definitely here on the sheet in source number 4. Aser laso space yad bevaser says the run the same thing. What is the base yad? Nekev le'echos bo. Again, it's a little hole so you can hold it. Shenireka osa kli biyom tov. Ubiyad shari delav derecholhu vilodami le'osekli. Says the run, however, if you're doing it with your hand, it's not derechol and it's not similar to making a kli. Meaning, when you're carving something out with a knife, that's, you know, you could call, I could see how that could be called, you know, making some sort of, you know, usable object. However, when you're just taking your hand, you're going, and you're pushing into the meat, it's very hard to assume how that could be anything like making any sort of vessel here.
What's the he uses the word nira.
So that's going to be a big part of today's shiur.
Okay.
I'm going to demonstrate to you that to me, which is a shocking thing, almost everybody understands these shitos to actually literally be saying that there's a problem of making a kli. I don't know why that is. I do offer one yeshuv at the end, but I'm not convinced.
Mm-hmm.
But to me it seems that it's like making a kli, it's not quite making a kli. So the nira is found in the run.
Why is it a chumrah?
What?
Why make it a chumrah if it's not a kli? You know, just because it looks like a kli, who's looking? You know, it's in your house, right, when you're making it, that you're making it, and it's yontif.
I would hold off on that for now. Yeah, I was bothered by the same questions that you are.
Okay.
I'm not sure that we wouldn't say nireka osa kli, even if we were just to say that it looks like you're making a kli, that would be permitted if there's nobody looking on. I'm not sure that that's the case.
Right.
So on that point, I slightly disagree with you, but in general.
Right.
Okay, let's take a look. One last sheet. The other sheet? Yes.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about a side of beef?
Yes. A hunk of meat. You take a knife, you make a hole in it, and now you can hold it.
Okay, but if we're talking about a hunk of meat, how are you going to do it with your finger? Where, you know, they're saying that if you do it with your finger, it's okay.
Yeah.
You're going...
Yeah.
He's a coin. Oh, you do it with your hand.
He's a coin.
Whatever it is, exactly.
He's a coin with a long finger.
Right, v'yad ashari. It depends. The truth is, you see, there's a little bit of a distance, by the way, between some of the Rishonim here. Like, some of them really think of it as like a little tiny hole, and that's also something that comes up. I wrote this down here. You know, what's not only what it's used for, but how you make it. Some of them just seem to be saying you take your finger and you poke through it and it's very thin, and that will be enough for you to be able to hold it as your handle, quote-unquote, whereas others really seem to think it's sort of a bigger handle-type cutting, in which case, again, you'd have to be ripping it in some way or doing it in some less clear-cut way, and it actually will boil down to halacha lemaisa as to how intricate you can be as well with your fingers. Meaning, you may be able to make a hole, but can you possibly, you know, make a fancy-looking hole, or make a perfectly round hole, or something like that. So that's fair as well. Now, the Rambam Hilchos Shvisas Yantif has this, very interestingly,
the differences, as I said before, between a butcher...
Correct, and that's something to keep in mind.
And we got balabais.
Yes, that according to Rashi, it seems to be talking almost exclusively about a butcher. Right, he talks about Mekachol Mamkar, Mekachol Mamkar, Mekachol Mamkar, whereas other Rishonim don't say one word about Mekachol Mamkar.
Right.
So, interesting to note. The Rambam, we'll just read the Rambam quickly. I'm not going to say anything on it, but the Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, has a comment on it, which I think is an excellent, excellent diuk. Again, not that the Mishnah Berurah needs my haskama, but here's how the Rambam says it. Hamav should have said, Behemel Yargil Yom Tov, you shouldn't do, you know, something to do with the feed and the way you peel it. Kesed Hu Amargil, Zamotzi Kol Abasim, Regal Echad, Kedesh Yotzi Kol Arshalim, V'lei Karea, Mipnei Shetorach, Pa'ev Shetzeh, Torah Kol Avim, Rotzorach Lamad. Okay, he's talking about this, a separate halacha. V'chein Aser La'astos Beis Yad Bevasar, and so too it is Aser to make a Beis Yad in meat, V'hu She'ya'aseh B'sakin, if you're using a knife, She'lo Ya'aseh K'derech Shehu Oseh B'chol. Because you shouldn't do it the same way you do during the week. Okay? Umutar laso simen bevasar, and it's permitted to make a simen bevasar, which is a continuation of the Gemara, which maybe we'll talk about next week. Although it is very relevant to this because it's kind of a similar thing that you're doing. If you're cutting your meat in a funny way, it's almost similar to this, and it's quite hard to figure out what might be the difference. Either which way, this is the Rambam, so just keep that in mind, and if at any point in time the Rambam can lend you some insight into what we're trying to say, that will be good. Now I'm going to present the Sirin Rashis, which I saw in at least two places, and I honestly could not find any resolution to. Obviously, I have my own attempt at it, but it's definitely not mochrach. Rashi in Sefer Ha'ora, which is another one of his random sfarim that we never really quote and never really learn, says the following. Sefer Ha'ora.
Yeah, it's not really written by Rashi, though. It's written by some
Talmidim. Yeah. But here's what they say.
Supposedly in Shir.
Hmm? Yeah.
Supposedly in Rashi's Shir.
Oh, really?
Yeah. V'aser lasos beis yad bevasar.
How authentic is it?
It's considered accepted.
It's like Matzah Vitri. I mean, the same, you know, also written by...
Same family, but this is considered more to represent Rashi's Shita.
Right.
Matzah Vitri is also some interesting stuff, and you can compare Matzah Vitri to Siddur Rashi, which is also very interesting.
Right.
So there you have something to, to reference away. But anyways, Sefer Ora is considered something. I saw two people at least ask this year, and I don't believe any of them provided any sort of answer. You read Rashi... What's the problem with making a base yad? V'aser lasos base yad bevasar shenira ke'ose kli biyom tov. Could you have chosen any language that was more opposed to what Rashi had to say than that? I don't think so. Okay, and I'll stop there. And what's the last? He continues. I left it on for a reason, which we're going to go back to in a short while. But Rashi very clearly says that the reason for aser lasos base yad bevasar is because it's like you're making a kli on yontif. Looks like you're making a kli. Okay, now we'll jump to Shulchan Aruch. So that's question number one of the day. We have a tremendous year on Rashi's. Rashi in one place says, specifically, it's about Mekach u'Memkar and Derech Chol. In the other place says, it's all about Oseh Kli. What's going on? Question number two. Here's what the Tur explains here. Ein osin beis yad bevasar. You cannot make a beis yad bevasar. Pirush linokvo litlos bo. You cannot pierce it. You should not pierce it to hang something, to hang it. Vidavka b'sakin aval b'yad mutter. Specifically with a knife, but with a hand is mutter. Who is the Tur following?
None of them.
No, the Tur doesn't give any svara whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
However, who is his language closest to?
Rashi.
Well, Rashi doesn't say anything about hanging.
Haran, no.
Well, you don't say it.
He doesn't say anything about hanging either.
Also,
I saw some of the Achronim point out his language is closest to that of Rabbeinu Hananel. Therefore, most likely, let's say he's following the Sfar of the Rabbeinu Hananel.
It's pretty unusual, though, isn't it?
Very unusual. I think this is bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's about to get even more bizarre. Shulchan Aruch, the way he paskins, pretty much straightforward. Ein nok v'neke v'vaser v'sakin litloso bo aval b'yad motor. That's all he says. No reasons, no nothing. And if you look to see, where did Shulchan Aruch get this from? So now, we know that Beis Yosef is a pretty comprehensive sefer. The Beis Yosef does not shy away from quoting Rishonim. The Beis Yosef certainly doesn't shy away from quoting Rishonim, which he believes are pshat in the Tur. And here's what Beis Yosef has to say here. Ein osin Beis Yad b'vaser. V'davka b'sakin aval b'yad motor, which is a quote from the Tur. Says Pashut, Peperikin, Tzadon, Pirish, Rashi. He quotes Rashi, goodbye. No Ran, no Rabbeinu Hananel, no nothing.
Right.
So.
And he quotes.
The Tzadon says it's obvious. This here's Rashi. He gives you Rashi on the Sugya. No disagreeing opinions, which, as we can see, there are quite a few. And people would even go so far as to say that there are four opinions here. I mean, if you see the different conglomerations of the different reasons that are given, why each one, what the svara might be behind it, there are definitely many different shitos here. At the very least, there are two major shitos. One being about Uvdin Dechol and maybe Mekach u'Memkar, and the other being about Nireka Oseh Kli. But the Beis Yosef only brings this Rashi. Not only that, but as we noted, the other Achronim all say that's not even pshat in the Tur. I shouldn't say all say. That was a gross over-exaggeration. Some of the Achronim point out that the language matches up with Rabbeinu Hananel.
What does Rush say? Any idea?
I don't remember, what he even talked about here. I saw the Rush briefly. I'm trying to remember what he said. You can look it up. I don't remember right now.
What daf are we on?
What daf are on Chav Ches? But I forget who he matched up with. But anyways, The point is, the Beis Yosef brings nothing other than Rashi, which is very likely not even pshat. Why would you say it's probably not pshat in what the Torah has to say? Going back to your point, how does Rashi make it sound? Who's this Isser on?
The butcher.
The butcher. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? It doesn't say yes butcher, no butcher, who butcher, what butcher. No butchers. So this leaves us with a very unclear understanding of what's going on in Shulchan Aruch. Now, you could argue that if you know the Svara behind it, then it wouldn't apply to butchers. And Lechara, if I was reading the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, I would say...
But the Beis Yosef does bring Rashi.
Correct. I would say, if you asked me, is this Aser for only a butcher or for everyone? I'd say, there's this book called Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is supposed to give you the background for the Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef brings you Rashi. So yeah, in Achanami, this only applies to butchers. But what happened to the Torah? The Torah doesn't say that either. Like, this is so uncharacteristic. What happened to all the Shitos already shown him here?
Don't we have to understand what Benira Kelsed Kli means before we can try and understand what these are talking about? Like, what is the, again, you're in the butcher shop. Let's go with Gerard's case.
You're you're in the butcher shop.
The guy's selling you a side of beef.
Mm-hmm.
When he creates a handle in the beef, does that make the beef a Kli because you're using that handle to carry the whole beef? Like, what is the... And is it possible we're still talking about the butcher shop then? Where he's turning the side of beef via the handle into a kli to carry the rest of the meat.
And if you do that at home, it's not a kli? How?
No, if it's the nireh, then we're going back to the mekach lememkar. That both sides are still talking, they're all talking about the same thing if we're talking about the butcher. But again, I don't know what it means... What it says,
so that's really the next two sources after here. I wanted to go through the whole ceremony, through the whole sort of chain first.
Right.
The truth is, though, I must be doing a good job at asking all the questions to push people in the right direction, because this was a very carefully crafted chair today to go towards a certain direction. I see people pushing that way, which means I must have done something good with selecting sources, at least. But let's take a look at the Chashuk Echemed. A very interesting question that he has, a very interesting shaila, which is going to be about Nirek Osekli. Misupar al Asarat Tzadik Rav Shimon Wolf Rothschild. Shepam hizmin es kol hakahal lekiddush. Okay? Virau shelifnei kol oreach, hutzva kos melea yayin, varachim ishtomemu bir osam shah shulchan reik mikol mine mizonos. Lamros shehuzmenu lekiddush. Haorchim hechlifu mabatim ze imze, ach ish lo amar davar. Az kam haberin, Kiddush al hayayin, horik es koso, uleinik kol orchav shabar es koso, ve'achal osa, hisbarer shehakos haista mizonos lemahadrin. Okay, so here was the case that he's talking about. Now he asks about 12 different questions here as to the halachic status of this case. He poses four. I'm going to only focus on one, which is the question is there binyan and stira in food? Meaning, never mind that this is probably not stira anyways. Let's say these cups were made on Shabbos, the mizonos cups. I'm not sure how you would do it. I'm assuming they were baked if they're mizonos. But regardless, his point is this question, whether or not there's this idea of binyan and stira in Ochlin.
That's why you brought chocolate today.
Clearly, that's why we have chocolate here.
So we already discussed this going back with cheese.
Right.
Where cheese
excellent.
Is bona.
Right.
So cheese is bona. And I'm gonna read through this. We're going to address that here. So let's take a look. Ela diyesh ladun im chayev mitam bone al kli hanaasa mimazon kimochin yesh ladun meunakev tapuach adama veoseu pamud im chayev mishum bone kivan shasa kli. Let's see. Vihine kasav shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch writes, ochle behema ein bahem mishum tikun kli. Animal food has no din of tikun kli at all. Lefikach Mutter liktom afilu bisakin kasht oteven velachtos boshinav. So, if you have a piece of straw and you want a toothpick, you take your knife, you go sharpen with the end, and go and pick your teeth. Kizuntahait, no problem. That's ochel behema. There's no kli. Vikasav a mishnah brura. Vihumishum de einasias kli mima achalim. Ella de yesh sofrim de misakin bidvar ochel kli ha astui. Kvar chayav alav. Uchkon sheyesh nekev v'kli v'notel chatichas lefes v'chotvo l'fi midas hanekev. It's still possible that you can use it to help you make a kli, but the point is, actually making a kli itself is not going to be a problem from animal food. Okay, the point is that tachlis, from this Shulchan Aruch and from this Gemara, and I don't want to get too much further into this because this is not our sogya, there's not a problem of making a kli out of food. V'kach gam mashman, here's one important thing. Mishulchan Aruch, Hagrat, Hagrashaz, which is Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shehitir la'asos tsuros pa'afikomen, who allowed you to make shapes in your afikomen, to puncture it, as we talked about last week.
People do it around also.
Right, fancy things.
Fancy things.
Right.
They make it around the...
They make it a Magen David. Yeah, right. The Prima Gadim shries against this, as we're going to see in a later source. V'les be'i mishum asiya ba'ochlim, ela me'etzim avanim umatchos. That's the only thing you have binyan and stira in. There's no such thing as binyan and stira in food. Done. Finish. End of story. Ulam me'idach, but it's not over. On the other hand, yeshna mekomos shemucha mehem digam b'ma'ach b'ochlim yesh bahem mishum asiya sakli. And what does he quote? Dinei kasav ha'shulchan aruch inok v'nekev v'basar b'sakin litlos bo. V'kasav shama sharat tzion b'shem Rabbeinu Hananel she'atam u'mishum dehavei ke'osa kli b'yom tov. Who argues on Rashi, as he notes, that it's because of Mekcho Memkar. V'chein mashma v'chayi adam, who writes ha'madbek peros u'mechavin la'asos ha'mtuna chayi mishum bone. So what do we do? V'ayin b'das Torah. Are you guys familiar with Das Torah? Das Torah is written by Reb Shom Shvadron's grandfather.
Oh.
The Mahar Sham from Brezin or wherever his city was, a huge, huge, huge posek, and this sefer is actually used tons by serious poskim. He's a posek of the previous door, and very, you know, also really goes through the sugyas heavy duty. It's a fascinating sefer if you ever get your hands on it. There's a couple of old school poskim svarim, you know, some of the sets, you know, on Aruch Chaim, some of the sets on Yeridea, but I remember Shurkin used to use it a lot. He loved the Marasham. Anyways, v'chein he says, v'ayin b'das Torah shehevias divrei chayi adam v'kasav shem v'zel shonah v'chein hu gadli b'shem kitzer shulchan aruch. Somebody told me the name of the kitzer shekasav v'zel shonah iser bona shach gam b'machal kagon, and he brings the proof of gvina o shemad v'peros u'mash v'osan shiyu yafin v'tama aleyam adas Torah v'zel shonah. The das Torah says, how can that be? V'tzorach iyun kevman de'ein binyan b'kelim Mikol Shekain Be'ochlin. He says, one second, we have a rule that we know. There's no binyan bekelim. Are you telling me that food is going to be any different? Food is going to be more shayach to bona than kelim? Can't be. V'dafka b'megaben shehu tchilas asiya. Specifically, when you're forming something new, when you're making cheese, that may be an exception. Ufchi agavna hare gam bekelim b'esh binyan mashen gim b'peros ki agavna. Vayin baraj b'shavas shemervur shon lehed yukin vayin b'teres chacham eshevi meres vab erav en shevi gam kein deb'ochlin lack a binyan. So he gives you a whole laundry list of people say there's no such thing as binyan. On the other hand, he brings our sugya as proof that
there is,
based on Rabbeinu Hananel, based on the Ran, presumably, as well.
He deleted a word. He deleted v'nira.
Yeah.
He just said it is.
Yeah.
It is
bonen. Yeah. Kehave ke'osakli b'yomtov. And the truth is, I'm surprised. As I wrote in my notes, you know, I wrote, long diyun which concludes that there's no binyan in Ochlin, but raise an important point further to the next sources. If you will say that this is because of Osa Kli, what about the other Gemaras which say that it isn't? To me, the answer is obvious. Say that it's not Osa Kli, but Nirek Osa Kli, which is exactly what all you guys are saying. But here's the most astonishing part. We read something like this, which is problematic. We then read Rabbi Yashiv here. Here's what he says. Asr lasus b'siyad b'vatzer, source number Yod Aleph. Rashi mefarish mishum dahava derech chol. V'tzarech lasos heker de'eno makach u'memkar. Right, that was Shitas Rashi. It's all about makach u'memkar, making a heker. It's different, it's different, it's different, it's different. Omnam, however, beran mefarish da'asr mishum asiyas kli b'yomtov. Never mind, he took out the kid. We got rid of the kid and we got rid of the nira. Okay? And the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah really is mashma this way, as we'll see. Ela diyesh la'ayin. Mashayach lehachshiv o keosekli. How can we possibly consider this person an osa kli? Hamivor lekaman, based on the Gemara which you quoted from Shulchan Aruch before, dibeochlin lo shayach asiyas kli du davarach. Then animal food is not considered osa kli, and the svara that's given there is because it's something soft. And you know what he answers? V'shema osin es habeis yad ba'atzamos. Maybe what you're doing here is it's made out of atzamos. My guess is what he's suggesting is that it's a cut of meat with the bone in it, and you're get rid of the meat in the middle so you can hold it by the bone. That's the only thing that could possibly make sense to me, in which case he would say this is excluded from the rule of not using food as a kli, because you're literally using something solid, the bone that's inside. Perhaps, he says, that's the only thing now I can understand it. Osin es habeis yad ba'atzamos. So you poke out, right? I mean, I'm sure we can think of different steaks where this could be possible, where you'd have some sort of bone in it, and you take out, right? Let's think of a nice steak.
Ribs.
Right, imagine you had a nice rib, exactly. Yeah. And you've got meat hanging down, so you knock out some of the meat with your finger even, that's right below the rib, and you've got a nice handle. So it seems a little bit crazy, but that's the way he resolves this. Also, in which case it is shayach and ochlin, we can sort of understand what people are saying. On the other hand, you know, I don't know if that's the simplest route in the sugya.
It's dachuk in the language he uses, you know, conveys that, do you think so? Shema.
Correct! Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
You got to say something.
Well, Reb Yochanan says that you can't do this because you're osekli.
Mm-hmm.
With what? What are you osekli with? What looks like it's being made of clean? The food?
The food, yeah. Well, what else could it be?
The knife.
The knife looks like it's clean. How do you see that?
Well, you can't do it with a knife, but you can do it with your hand.
Where?
That the Gemara says that, right? Asr beit
yabavasa. Yeah. Why does that have to... I'm sorry, that's an untenable read.
Yeah, wouldn't that mean that...
What are you making clean?
You make kalim with knives. Hmm? You make kalim with knives, but you don't make kalim with your hands. That's what I understood.
What? Yeah, it's...
I never understood that you're making a kli out of the meat. I thought he meant that it looks like, you know, like in other words, you're the butcher. So if you pick up a piece of meat with your hand, you're picking up like any other. But if you take the knife and you stick it in the meat, it looks like you're selling something because you're using your... As you go to a butcher shop,
you're holding your
utensil
and
so on. So it no longer becomes a knife; it becomes some kind of beit yad that you're using, and you're turning the knife into a kli. I don't understand how the meat can be turned into kli. Obviously, other people think differently.
Not the meat.
You could read that in any ratio.
The hole that you made and the piece, you know, the piece around the hole
is just a hole.
Well,
he literally says, "Osin lo makom kedesh yia tola oso veosa hamakom." How does that have to do with a knife?
Like this. I tear a hole. I poke a hole in here.
Right. Ucherot zelachdoch men when you want to cut. Oches baoso hamakom. You think it's talking about a knife? How could that possibly be?
So what the Rebbeinu chasid? Maybe I got it wrong. Aslubed got baser bibaser page. Osin lo makom kedesh yia tola oso veosa hamakom. Ucherot zelachdoch menu oches baoso hamakom. In other words, you're taking the knife, you're sticking your pick, you're trying to make a hole there where you can put your hand into. When you take the knife and you do that with the knife.
You're telling me you're making the knife into a kli? It wasn't a kli before? I think a knife's a kli the whole time. I can't accept that.
It's hard for me to understand how meat would become a kli.
And why uviyada shari? How could you possibly read the Gemara also? You're talking about sticking your hand and leaving it in the meat until you get home?
If you stick your hand in the meat to make the hole.
But then you're telling, what's the kli?
That's fine.
You're turning your hand into a kli? What would be the hava?
That's why it's mutter with your hand, because it's not a kli.
I can't possibly. I mean, the Gemara, even the Gemara's lashon, Asr lasus beis yad bevasar. I don't know, I'm
you
sorry,
you
I can't.
You just a place where you can grab it?
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that's what everybody says. But I'm sorry.
You have to wash your hands first.
That I'm...
Or after.
So...
Find a picture of Kerry side
beat. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I can't accept that. Anyways, so this is what we have. Eliyashiv, he says, maybe it's with the bones. Maybe that's what's happening. You've got your steak, your nice rib steak, and, you know, you make a little hole below the bone, and that's how you're carrying it, and that's why it would be considered making a kli. Otherwise, he says he doesn't know. And here we get the full... real, full, heavy-duty iyun discussion of this kasha. And that's in the Daf al-Adaf here. And it quotes from Kovetz Beis David. So Yud Beis. Kasef Chacham Echad beKovetz Beis David. Lahakshos b'dinam avor b'shulchan aruch arachayim. Enok v'nekev v'basar b'sakin litlo sobo. Excuse me. Uvarashi sham. Dehave heker laser mekachumem karbiyantif. Aval rach v'haran pirshu. Mishum dehave k'osikli biyantif. Uvudivrei mishar atzion sifkatzun tefzayin, which we have below. V'lechora hadavar tzorach iyon. Me'agmar beitz alam and gimalam and beiz. Amari ochle behema in bahemishum tikun klebis, kain nisak besimajin chavesif talad, umipnezem motor lekta mafilu besakin, kash, kide, lachtos boshin of upirsharan, de kevan chehem rachim lo chashiv kle, kevan cheeno miskayin. Afshebeloshi, yamaha behema, ayaster mido raisa, kevan chechat homisak no besakin, ein chamberan. Okay, so far what we've repeated the basic question that we've had expressed in Rabbi Yashiv, we've reread the same basic question we had expressed in the previous source. In the Chashuk Echemed, and now we're reading it here again in Kovetz Beis David, courtesy of Daf Ala Daf. And he writes, which just is highly unnecessary in my opinion, V'adin b'machal adam hayatzarach lios mutter. So to, you know, food, the truth is misfara, from the Sfara of the Ran, that it's because it's soft. This is certainly true, but meat is just as much animal food as it is people food. So anyways, U'madua asru kan asiyas beis yad levasar mishum dehavik o sekli. So how could that be? And again, we quote the same discussion that we had before. Right? And the reason why nekev is prohibited is because of gzeiros mekach u'memkar. And he says that's the reason. He says, ena chanami, the conclusion should be that there is no problem with making a kli out of food. Haheter ba'afikom and ufneisha oses stam nekev velo turas beis yad. He says, however, the truth is this is really all driven by the Mishnah Berurah's understanding. Mishnah Berurah's understanding, as we'll see in a little bit, is really to take this run and Rabbeinu Chananel to the extreme of saying they're actually making a kli. Right? And he says the only answer is that you're just making a plain little hole. If you were making anything more than a hole, if you were making something usable here, if you're making a nice handle in your afikoman, it would be aser. Right, Dumashman Surah Space Yan Asr Havi Osakli Afshihu Ochel. How could that be Vitzarach Iyun? So now we get the possible answers. Okay, and I'm reluctant to call a lot of this Pilpul Shel Hevel, so I won't, but that was something that arose in my mind. The Heshiv Bazen number one. Okay, here's answer. Chacham Echad answered the following. Nir El Yashiv Kushiyaso, Diesh Lechalik. This that you're allowed to cut a straw in order to use it as a toothpick. Something which is ray lachila is considered muchan for anything. He says the reason why with machal behema, the example of the kash that's given in the Gemara, is not considered to be any sort of kli with ochlin, is because you can still use it as animal food. It doesn't stop becoming animal food once you cut it down to size to use as a toothpick. Still could be used as animal food. And it's always considered muchan lekach. Umashe chinu lachzos shinav ze davar arai. Veino mikabel mishum ze. That should say shem shel kli. Mashe einkin bevasar. Ad kama she abasar tzarech beis yad, arei nekev ze mishamish betafkid beis yad, kol emas she zikukim lazeh. He says, but when it comes to the meat, you're really using this as like a full-fledged kli. It's not being used anymore as, you know, food and meat and anything. You're using it to hold it, and this works especially well with when you're saying that's what they would hold while they were cutting the meat, was they would use this part, and especially again if you're saying that it's the bone, you're really getting yourself into trouble, and that's why it would be a problem here of actually making a kli, like the Mishnah Berurah makes it sound. Okay? And therefore, however, we can't say that it's an Isser Doraisa of making a kli, so it's similar to a kli, and therefore it would be Aser Midrabbanan. It's Nireka Osakli. What is Nireka Osakli? Not some sort of chashash that it looks to other people outside like we began with, but rather it's a Drabbanan version of Osakli. Of Bonev, Makapatish, whatever you want. That's the first answer. Number two. Ve'od nir lechalek de bebasar ha-beis yad hu davar chashuv v'efshar lasos beis yad rak ba'ofin zeh. You can't make a beis yad with a little teensy, you know, needle hole. Ve'al kein afilu shezeh be'ochlin be'kol zeh nikra misakein maneh. And even though it's in food, it's still called Misakin Manamash Inkin, Bekisam Laftos Balshinav. He says, on the other hand, when it comes to just getting a toothpick, Harei Regilin Lakachas called Davar Lamata Razo. You regularly take anything just to floss out your teeth. Ein ze kli chashuv eladim osele ad ya kli havi yisr midoraisa vokshu. It's a case of Mimachal Behema, Shem Ochel, Sheish Bekisa, Mivato Mimenu Shem Kli. So he's going back on the Shemos again. He says, when you take something to use as a toothpick, you're not making it into like a formal kli. It's just for 1 second you took something to floss out your teeth. But when you're making a base yad, there's something significant about what you're doing there. And you're turning it into something different, that would be the chiluk between the two cases. And in such a case of making a proper handle in meat, that would absolutely be considered making a kli. And again, we're still talking about a derabanan probably. If you just use it as a toothpick for a second. But if you turn it into something real, like this handle, then that's the case. Ot kasav, sham chacham echad, finally. The last answer, which is what we've all been waiting for, which I think is so blatantly obvious. But then again, I'm not writing a Kovitz based David. V'linir Eliyashev, de'af te'ein misakin mane be'ochlin, be'kolze midrabanan gazru al davar shedarko bikach. De'aster mishum mechze ke'ose kli. It looks like you're making a kli. V'lachin bibasar, kevan shehaderech haya la'asos beis yad levasar, Mechzik osekli, mashein kin bekisam shein regilus lasos kis min yochlin lo mechzik osekli v'chein mivorsim shein chaval v'gabim alichas ochlin dot 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 dot. To me, it's very simple. Nerek osekli means exactly what it sounds like. It looks like you're making a kli. Meaning, in a chanami, there's no iser of binyan in ochlin. In a chanami, there's no stira in ochlin, no makapach, whatever it is. Maybe makapach should be hesitant about. But the point is, you can't make a kli out of ochel. But that doesn't mean it doesn't look like what you're doing is making a kli. And that might be a type of gzera derabana, not that it's considered any sort of building, but that it's at least some sort of derabana, maybe along the lines of uvdin dechol. Now, how then might we explain these other opinions? Either we can say they're really fighting hard for one of these first earlier answers, or we can say that you can still ask the question. You can still ask from the Gemara of food doesn't become kalim. Because if food doesn't become kalim, then why do we care that it looks like you're making a kli? It doesn't look like you're making a kli because food doesn't become a kli. Food is food. Food has a shem ochel. So whoever heard of such a gzera to say that we're worried it'll look like you're making a kli on something that is not even shayach to have a kli? What kind of strange gzera is that? And that, in a chanami, is a hard question that we have to ask. And, you know, that we can either say, still, it's similar enough, you know, if you're doing something very crafty, that it would look like you're making a kli, or maybe, again, if it's with bone, you can try to answer it like that. You don't really have a great answer to that. And until now, we really have two. We really have, you know, the standard approach, as we're going to see, which is now in the Prima Gadim, as well as in the Mishnah Berurah, is that there's a bunch of different opinions here. There's this Osekli business, which is a gzera that it looks like you're making a kli, even though there's no such thing as a kli in Ochlin. And you have Rashi's opinions about Mekach HaMemkar. The problem is we've got a whole bunch of kashas on that. We're not sure quite how to deal with this other Gemara that there shouldn't even be a gzera of Nerek Osekli. We're not sure why the Beis Yosef is so silent on all the shittos and ignores what the Mishnah Berurah considers the mainstream opinion. We have no idea.
What's the mainstream opinion?
Of Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ran.
Okay.
Right? And he brings down their opinion. You're going to see it in the Prima Gadim that according to them it's going to be Aster. And the Mishnah Berurah, you know, talks about that it may be that according to them it's because you're not making a fancy hole, but you're just making a plain hole. But I mean, we're dealing with very serious shittos. And not only that, but we have a stira in Rashi's Mefurash. So what's going on? Before we get to read the last parts and apply it back to Afikoman, I'm going to ruin this year because I can't hold off any longer, and what you're all saying is on point, and that's exactly where I'm going. I don't know how far to take this, but I don't believe there's a significant machlokas between any of these shittos. And we'll see, again, how far I'm willing to take it, how far you're willing to let me take it. Certainly in all cases, we're worried about a concern of uvdin dechol. I don't think there's any other way to learn the sogya. And I'll bring you a raya. Is Rashi talking about Uvdin Dechol? Well, let's see. Uvayada Shari, Linko Vetzbo Shari, Dilav Derech Chol Hu. Okay? Rashi says it's about Uvdin Dechol. Whatever the ultimate purpose of the Uvdin Dechol is, we'll get to that. Or whatever the ultimate purpose of anything is here. Rashi says it's about Mekach Umemkar. You're doing this on a weekday because it's related to Mekach Umemkar? Fine. Let's look at Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says, it's nikra keosik, nirab keosikli biyantif, only when you do with a sakin. But the Ran who's following Rabbeinu Hananel makes a very strange statement. Says around back in source number Dalid, uviyad shari, why is it mutter to use your hand? Delav derech chol hu. Derech chol man dechar shemei. This is the Ran we're talking about. The Ran doesn't say one word about derech chol. Where does derech chol get in the Ran? The Ran should be focused on what Rabbeinu Hananel says and what he says, which is Dami la'osekli. Why is the Ran giving us a lecture about Derech Chol? Right? And why does Rabbeinu Hananel give us a detailed history of what everybody's doing with the base yad? It's Kadesha Yia Tole Oso Be'osamakom Uchsharot Zalachtoch Mimenu Ocheiz Be'osamakom. When you're doing this, this is a base yad. You hold it when you're willing to cut. What's he giving us this drasha? The answer is that Nireka Osekli has nothing to do with the dinim of Kalim. And it is disconnected, because there is no such a thing as a kli. The Isser Lassos kli is because that's a weekday activity. And it's a weekday activity, whether according to Rashi, whether it's something that you're doing at the butcher shop to carry your meat home, or whether according to Rabbeinu Hananel that you're doing it is the way that you cut your meat at home, or the way that you hang your meat, whether at a butcher shop, whether at home. Nirik Osekli is forbidden because that's the way you process meat on a weekday, whether at the butcher shop or at home. Now, to take it a step further, you could even argue that even according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the whole concern of Nirik Osekli is also one related to Mekach Umemkar. And you could argue that according to the Ran. You could say, very simple. What's the problem, again, as we said, with Nireke Osekli? Well, let's look what they say. Pirish Osin Lomakom Kadeshiya Tole Oso Beoso Hamakom. Uksharota Lachtoch Menu Oches Beoso Hamakom. Who's doing that most likely? The way what Rabbeinu Hananel is describing is hanging meat and cutting it. Who's doing that? The butcher. The guy's not doing that at home. And even the Ran doesn't say anything. He just says, nirish keosekli. Lechosbo. What is lechosbo for? I don't know. Maybe to cut it. Maybe to give it to the customer to go home. But in all of these circumstances, it's something that's part of the meat process of a weekday. And even nirish keosekli would be prohibited because it looks like you're giving the customer their piece of meat like you do on a regular Tuesday.
So you're changing.
And that's according to Rashi, and that's according to Rabbeinu Hananel, and that's according to the Ran. And I would even argue it's according to the Rambam, but we'll have to see a few sources before that. Yes?
So it has nothing with El Sekli, it only has to do with a butcher and not the Balabas.
So you may be able to extend the Svara to the Balabas. Meaning, let's say on weekdays, whenever you get a piece of meat from the butcher during the week, you do something with it to prepare it in some sort of kli way. Meaning, let's say you would make the handle at home. I would say it's fairly limited and away from the balabas. Yes, that's what I would say. I would say it's really something makhumemka related. And if that's the case, it's going to explain us a few things. Number one, the Beis Yosef. To me, the biggest of the challenges, except for maybe the Stira and Rashi. The Beis Yosef ignores the Ran. Correct. The Beis Yosef does not quote the Ran, does not quote Rabbeinu Hananel, even though he only quotes Rashi. So what's going on? The answer is I don't think he saw a significant difference between them. He says, Pashadu, Perakin Sadin, Upirish Rashi, this is what's going on. Because even the Ran, and even Rabbeinu Hananel, were all worried about getting back this. Sure, they said it in a phraseology of Nireke Osekli, but Nirik Osekli is only a problem because that's what you do when you go to the butcher shop on a Tuesday or when you get home from the butcher shop on Wednesday. A really long, meat visit. Right? But the point is that the Beis Yosef didn't see anything different between these shitos because they aren't different. There's no magical nukzera of Osekli that suddenly applies now. Who are you kidding? And so too with Rashi. Asar lasos beis yad bevasar shenirik osekli biyomtov is the same concept. In a Hanami, Rashi says the lashon of osekli here, and there he says, right? You know, derechol ose beis yad v'nosno lokech lelichol leveso uviyom tov tzarech lishanos. Right? So he says it's an osekli v'yom tov.
So why even mention kli?
What?
If the point is not the kli, then why mention kli? Why just mention it's nirek derechol and leave it at that?
So it could be that's just the way that people wrote it. You know, especially when you're talking about, you know, people write things in different ways. My main point to support that, though, is if you look at the next line in Sefer HaOra and Rashi, and we're back in source number Vav for this. Rashi, immediately following this, makes a very interesting comment. Shenira ke'oseb kli biyom tov, right? Asr lasos b'yad b'vasr, in source number Vav. Shenira ke'oseb kli biyom tov, aval b'yad muter, umasr lasos im b'vasr, which is the continuation of the Gemara, ve'ochli behema ein bahem mishum tikun kli. Umutar lital mehem kesam lachtos boshinav. Pardon me, but if you really think that Rashi is saying there's some gzera relating to making a kli out of food, and then immediately in the next breath saying how there's no gzera to make it out of food, that's just, to me, inconceivable. Rashi is clearly aware. Ochli behema ein bahem mishum tikun kli. Mutar lasat lital mehem kesam. You know what the difference is? Rashi's not concerned about a kli-based concern. Rashi, when he says, Nirek Osta Kli B'Yom Tov, is still thinking of that same point he made back in his commentary on Maseches Beitza, which is to say that it's all about the Uvdin D'Chol aspect.
So, when you learn the Gemara, just the Pashtas of the Gemara, you can argue that all of it is, first of all, has to do with the Uman, and not necessarily a Balabas, right? That's what it's saying, right?
Yep.
So really, in a sense, it is a Uman of the whole, right?
Yes. Yes.
So the next part of the Gemara that talks about the Siman, putting a Siman in the Basar, that's Mutar. Is that being done by the butcher?
Yeah.
No, and that's why it would be Mutar according to this. And not only that it's not done by the mutter, it's not done in a weekday sort of way. There's a rationale given as to why, and I'd like to explore that a little bit more next week.
Right.
But that's, I think, the juxtaposition with it. The problem is we've got one challenge.
What Rashi said, okay, we'll learn that. Simon Bosser, Shaloh, Yachri, Bravo, and Nassar.
Correct.
So it's still coming from the butcher.
Correct, but there's another reason there, and it's not something that's specifically called. Right, that was your point from the beginning.
Yeah, right.
Not everybody agrees on that. No, not every... I'm saying this was your point 5 weeks ago, right? That was the first question you asked me on the sugya, was that question. But the point is, I don't think everybody agrees to that in all the cases. Certainly not in Mayim, as we saw before. But I think this is enough to say that we're dealing with a case of Ufdin D'chol, and we've still got a few minutes, so I'm not going to let you out yet. Now we deal with some of the challenges to this. And for that, I say that this pshat can work very well within the Magen Avraham. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Zayin, Ein Nokvin, did Tsarich Shinui Lei Dashemekh Mem Karasar Boy, quotes Rashi, Vim Kane, Mutter, Linkov, Khatiha Safikom, and Pesach Litloso, Diloki Yesh Machmirim. Says completely permitted to make your hole. Why? It has nothing to do with Mekh Memkar. You don't pierce Afikomens during the week for Mekh Memkar. What are you, crazy? The people will kill you. Their matzahs in the box are broken up enough to not have Shleimim. But the Prima Gadim does bring those people who disagree, and who does he quote? The Ran. Maybe Rabbeinu Chananel, Luran Mashma Tam Denirik Osekli, Heviyo Ha'olas Shabbos Vim Kein Afikom and Yesh Lesar. That's a quote from the middle of Yudalit to say that the Ha'olas Shabbos brings the sheet to the run, and it sounds like it's about making a kli, and if so, in Afikom, you can't make a hole in it. It's the same Nirik Osekli. And he says, you know, to make it like a Magen David, or...
The Magen David was much later, wasn't it?
It's the times of time.
Well...
Yeah. No, it's early.
Clearly, the Prima Gadim knows about it.
Yeah, it became a symbol,
right?
Much later, right?
But it existed.
Decoration, yeah.
It existed.
A decoration.
Sure. Yeah.
There is a.
You see that in Sforim, and they have Mukendovitz.
Yeah, and mezuzahs, you see it as a shmira thing, but
right.
But it's a symbol of.
Randy says
people.
Making pictures is a bad idea, but let's look at the Mishnah Berurah finally the Mishnah Berurah itself, and then in the Shar HaTzion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Litloso Bo. Milashon zemashma dafilu balabayas laatzmo ein lo nas lasos nekev vibasar ashachut kideshi yuchal litloso al hakosa. He says, and that's the truth, it does sound that way from Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a chiluk. However, based on what we explained of the Beis Yosef, you look back and you see he's following Rashi.
That's not the Pashto of the Gemara. That's all I'm saying. You know.
What? this sheet of the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, that's the Mishnah
Berurah. Could be, but I think I would agree with you in that Rashi here, which is what the Beis Yosef brings as the background of the Psag and Shulchan Aruch.
He's very consistent.
Rashi. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so he says, right, in Lalas was Nekavas Rashakadesh Yuchal Gloso ala Kosel, Shelo Yase Kedir Shu Ose Bechol, Aval Yesh Mifarshim, Deen Hadvar Mamurim, Ela Bekatsa Vamocher Basar, Shedarko Bechol, which is Rashi. Lasos nekev v'sakin b'habasar kidei sheyuchal halokech lechos sham b'yad olo lichol beiso v'yamtav sarach l'shanos lasos nekev ba b'yad kidei sheyeh heker she'in mekech memkar mutter bov lasos nekev v'chdichazav v'komal bezach l'tloso nir delikuli alma mutter afilu b'sakin. Okay, so this, first he quotes and he says Shulchan Aruch is following Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ran as others have understood them, and then he quotes Yishit. That's Rashi says, by the way, it's going to be mutter according to everybody to make a small hole with your knife in the afikomen. It's only if you're making a more grand type of thing. But here's what the Shaar HaTzion says. Why might Shulchan Aruch follow this? It says, Hulashon HaTur, in the Shaar HaTzion Tes Zayin, and you can look, that's Milashon Zeh, okay? Hulashon HaTur, Umekoro Mipersh Rabbeinu Hananel, right? And he says it comes from Rabbeinu Hananel. V'kasav sham hatam mipnei shenira k'osek li. We skip the brackets. V'chein hetik aran tam zeh. And he says, Shulchan Aruch following Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ran. Ayin sham ulefi zeh pashut. De'afilu bal habayis la'atzmo aser. Even the bal habayis himself is aser. V'chein lepirish harambam. Shelo yaseh k'derech shu osu b'chol. How would you understand that, Rambam? If I just showed you, if you can look back on it, it's source number 5. Source number hey. And you can see it here. Shelo yase kederech shehu ose bechol. How would you explain the Rambam?
Butcher.
Uvdin dechol. The butcher. Kiputo. Gam kein kavanaso kiposkim hanal. Mishnah Berurah says no. He holds like the Ran Rabbeinu Hananel. How do you know? Fafilu adam latzmo aser, and even a person by himself would be. Velo mishum heker lemakachum emkar. How does he know that it's not about Mekachum Emkar? And this is an excellent point, but I still think we can overcome it. Sharei lo hetik zin zeh b'mekomo b'perek dalet din chaf. Just one second. Where were we looking the last 6 weeks in the Rambam? Anybody remember? It wasn't here. It was in Perek Dalet. And this comes in the middle of Perek Gimel, next to a completely different halacha. Tisham hetik kol asokya d'daf chaches techula mishum gzeras Mekachum Emkar. V'hishmit meim razu v'kava v'perek gimel eitzel din afshatas behema. Shma mina adalav mitam mekachu memkar hu. We, elamai, that's a raya that is not because of mekachu memkar. That's a tough challenge. It's a tough challenge. Why does the Rambam change the place? So we could go two ways here.
Posting zip.
What?
Publishing error.
I doubt that. somehow.
Publishing error.
Somehow, right? So we could go in one of two ways. Either we could say, in a Hanami, it's not directly related to Mekachu Memkar, but it's the type of thing that people do on weekdays, and therefore it's Aser Mishum Uvdin Dechol, despite the fact that it's not about Osekli. Because if it was about Osekli, it shouldn't even be there either, right? There he's just talking about other things that are Tircha, right? If you look, Mujalasu Simen. So I think we could argue very safely to say that for the Rambam, it's a pure Uvdin Dechol. People do that at home. Maybe when they want to carry it around, maybe when they want to keep it around, when they make a big purchase in advance, before they slice off a piece and then put it in the freezer. You get what I'm saying. Perhaps as the Rambam saying, and the truth is you can even learn Rabbeinu Hananel on the Ran that way, as we said, to say that it's just a pure Ovdin Dechol, and not specifically relegated to the arena of the butcher, although much more likely to take place in the butcher. Listen, Lamaisa Rashi would agree too. If you told Rashi that every time someone bought something at the supermarket, they would come home and make some design in their meat, he would tell you that's also Uvdin Dechol. I don't think that's a disagreement. Practically speaking, though, I do still think the Rambam agrees with Rashi, and that it's a pure Uvdin Dechol, not an Osekli B'yantif, and for the same reason that the Mishnah Berurah says it can't be Mekachu Memkar. I think there's an in-between where you can say it's just about Uvdin Dechol, without saying it's Mekachu Memkar, although I would agree that it's still, you know, Akasha, why it's not there. He continues to explain why it's mutter. We don't really need to say that, but I think the main point is to say that if we really want to have a consistent shita that can answer up why Rashi and Sefer Ahura will say it's like Osekli, and then the very next breath say there's no such thing as Kalim and Ochlin, and making a Kli out of Ochel, and, deal with the Beis Yosef, which omits the major shitos of the Sugya, I think within that we have enough room to say that at the very least everybody's concern is uvdin dechal, whether butcher focused or not. And even so, we might be able to go so far as to say that really they are going back to Mekach Mamkar, albeit in a bit, little bit of a windy road, but that really that's the main concern here. Certainly isn't uvdin dechal. Is the uvdin dechal motivated by Mekach Mamkar 100% according to everybody? I can't say. But I can tell you pretty certainly that this is a mahalach that will answer up a lot of these questions we had in Rashi, in the Beis Yosef, in the Magen Avraham, and really will also give the best answer to the question from Daf Lamed Gimel, which is that it seems there's no issue of binyan of building food. And the truth is, we could say there isn't. The issue with Nira Keosekli is simply one of uvdin dechol, which is the type of thing you would do when you get home from the butcher shop. So I think that that's, you know, sort of a mahalach that we can go through with. Again, it's not 100% mochrach, and certainly the Rambam, the placement of this halach on the Rambam is something that requires, you know, further iyun. But on the other hand, I think this does solve some of the questions that I haven't seen anybody else solve.
Beautiful. Sure.